Speaking of lifestyles, we in the studio right now have Ted Reckes, a local person of South Laguna. Is that right?
Yep.
Aloha, Ted. Welcome to the class. To our radio show, and we're neighboring with Ted because a friend of ours is Ramin, and Ramin's family likes to hike the local trails in South Laguna. His little girl likes to eat the lemongrass as they walk along. But one day they spied some people in unmarked outfits with tanks on their backs spraying the hillside, which turned it purple. And it was a surprise to him because there were no signs posted, no information that this was going to be happening. And so Ramin's good friend is Ted. And I'll let you carry it from here. What got your interest in what these guys were spraying?
Yeah, so Ramin and his family, they're great friends of our family. Our kids have basically grown up together. They're best buddies. And we're outdoors all the time. We're on the trails. We're up in the hills. And one of the things our kids are kind of into is learning about edible plants. And so they're testing things and they're learning, which obviously you have to be cautious with that. But, you know, we didn't realize that we had to be worried about more than whether it's just edible. We had to be worried about whether it has Roundup on it.
My gosh. And what did you find out about these guys spraying the hillsides?
So, yeah, it came as a surprise. You know, Ramin was out and saw some people spraying an unknown thing and asked them about it and didn't really get much info. They just told them that it was perfectly safe and it was fine. But it turns out, you know, it's Roundup, which is a toxic chemical.
And who's doing this spraying?
Well, so it's part of the program that the city's doing to fuel modifications. So basically making fire breaks at the wildland interface. So where the homes meet the hills, and those, you know, trailheads and ravines and canyons where our kids play and people walk their dogs and stuff like that. They're trying to control the plants, which makes all the sense in the world. Everybody's 110% in favor of that. And we need to do it without Roundup.
Ah, and so you think there's alternatives. We all know about the goats and Laguna hitting the super steep hillsides that are pretty dangerous for a crew to work. However, they're not, they don't choose what it is they're going to eat. They eat everything. And that also wipes out the native or water resist or drought resistant plants. And so there's always a little bit of a thing going on. But what makes you kind of worried about the spraying of Roundup in this situation?
So there's more and more science coming out that it's much more questionable and it's more harmful than it was previously thought. So the reason this stuff is used so widely, and it is the number one used herbicide in the world, it's used everywhere. But the reason is the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, issued a guideline saying that at certain low levels, it's safe for people. And they did that back in the 1970s, and they did it based partly on science that was funded by Monsanto, the company that makes the
when
product.
I was in Vietnam, we had the Monsanto product known as Agent Orange, and they still deny culpability in a lot of cases where our age group is getting older and passing away. They're hoping that they don't get tagged and that guys will pass away, and then they're free from the consequences of spraying that all over the country of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia.
Yeah, they estimate that it has impacted about 3 million people in Vietnam. So anyway, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, it was Agent Orange, then it was DDT. That was also thought to be perfectly safe. It was recommended by the FDA to be used in people's homes and farms. They said certain levels are totally fine. Of course, later it comes out that that's not accurate. Now it's glyphosate. So same kind of deal. The company producing it, Monsanto, funded studies and had their people ghostwrite op-eds that were supposedly done by scientific independent experts saying that this stuff is safe. And new science is coming out just showing more and more and more that it's not safe.
But the city says they're doing it at the EPA levels of what they call safe. However, spraying without notifying anybody, without flagging off the area where people and families wander and use, that seems a little bit odd in the just animals, everything that goes through there. You got a poison being spread without information going to the community. That's just one problem of itself. What do you all suggest then that the city do if they stop glyphosate spraying? What do the locals and the scientists locally want to do for fuel modification? Because that's definitely a goal for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, we're 110% behind fuel modification. We need to have fire breaks. We need to have fire safety. I mean, we live in the neighborhood, you know, right there against the hills. I mean, if there's a major fire, our homes are going to be some of the first ones to burn. So
even if you have a fire break and that kind of thing around you, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, depending on how bad the fire is or how fast it's moving. But the fire breaks can be done without glyphosate, without Roundup. And we know that because there's people doing it. This isn't just theoretical.
Okay, so where is that going on?
So City of Irvine and City of Malibu are probably two of the biggest examples. You know, Irvine's right next door, Malibu just up the coast with a very similar topography.
Right, hillside and the sea, yeah. Yep.
Steep hillsides and canyons running down to the ocean just like we have. And they've been doing it for years. They don't use any Roundup. There's other methods to take out invasive species, plant species, and weeds.
And leave in the good ones. And that's a hand crew, is that right? A trained hand crew.
Yeah, so there's a few ways. You can do it either with a hand crew, people physically pulling weeds, or using like weed whackers to, you know, mow them and chop them down. Or you can use organic weed killer, basically. The only thing is, it's not quite as strong as Roundup, so you've got to spray it a couple more times.
Ah.
So really what it comes down to is a cost thing. It's totally doable. There's other people doing it and proving that it works for years, actually. The question really is, are we as a community willing to pay a little bit more to not have cancer-causing chemicals on our hillsides and in our creeks where, you know, we're hanging out and playing and walking.
And everything washes into the sea. And they kind of wonder why there's sea animals going bonkers because of the algae blooms and offshore that are being fed by the chemicals coming from the land.
Yeah, yeah, that is an issue. I don't know of any science where it's actually tied glyphosate specifically to that. I think that's more coming from fertilizers and things and agricultural uses.
Okay.
But it is a problem. I mean, it is much more persistent in the environment than they thought. The accepted thinking right now by the EPA and a lot of the people that manage this stuff is that you spray it, it's harmless, and within a matter of hours, it naturally degrades into a non-toxic substance in the environment, and it's totally safe. Well, they're showing that that's just not true. There's studies that have come out more recently that show that this stuff stays in the soil, it stays in the drinking water, even in the air. For a lot longer, in some case up to 200 days.
Yeah.
So this stuff doesn't just go away. And there's another study that came out showing that they tested urine samples in Americans, and 80% of them have glyphosate, have Roundup in their urine. So we all, or most of us, already have this stuff in us because there's so much of it in the environment.
Well, we're listening to Ted Reckes, a local South Laguna neighbor. And do you have time to stay if I play a song, or do you need to roll at this point?
No, let's do it. Let's play a song.
Okay. Because you're doing so much investigation, let's do The Ventures' Secret Agent Man, KXFM 104.7. Yeah, The Ventures' Secret Agent Man. And speaking of Secret Agent Man, right here in the room is Ted Reckes. He's lived in Laguna for 15 years. He's a writer, runs a small software company, and he's interested in environmental and climate issues. But today we're talking about Roundup glyphosate that's being sprayed by the city as fuel modification in the hillsides. But Ted and others have kids that roam the hills, and he's a little bit concerned that the kids might get contaminated and everybody else. So Ted, yeah. Continue with your story. We'll kind of summarize here what you got to say.
Yeah, you know, it. The city's doing, I think, a good job with keeping tabs on invasive plant species and fire safety, and everybody applauds that. Everybody's in support of that. What we're questioning is, how are we doing it? Why are we using Roundup? It doesn't need to be used. There's other organizations, there's cities and Star Ranch out by Tribuco Canyon. They're managing 4,000 acres with no Roundup. We can do it. It's just a matter of the will to do it. And so that's what we're pushing for, is let's make that change. Let's get this toxic chemical out of our environment for our kids and for us and for the future. And let's do it a better way. Even if that means that there's going to be a slight increase in cost. You know, I think really it doesn't, it's not a question of, can we do this? People have proven for years that we can do it. The means are there. The methods are there and it works. The question is, are we going to be a community that says, yes, we can afford a slight increase in the cost of fuel modification to get rid of cancer-causing agents in our environment or not?
Is there a contact website or email that folks can learn more about this and or voice their opinions? Besides going to Laguna Beach City Council, you can write to the entire Laguna Beach City Council with one address. If you go to LagunaBeachCity.org, I think, or .net, one of those. But, Chad, is there any place you want them to go to contact folks at all? Or,
you know, I think that's really the best thing that we can do right now. The city needs to hear from people that they're concerned about this. Something we learned going door-to-door getting signatures. We got about over 300 signatures.
Wow, well done.
From people in South Laguna. And almost everybody that we talk to, when we'd knock on their door, for one, they were shocked that this was happening. They had no idea that Roundup was being used in their neighborhood. And for two, they were supportive. I mean, I maybe ran into one person, I think one or maybe two people, who didn't immediately sign the petition to change this. So that's what we need, is the city needs to hear about it. They need to know that this isn't just a couple people, that the whole community feels strongly about this. So I would say focus there. Contact, you know, the city council or other, you know, officials that manage things at the city, and let them know that this is something that, you know, you want changed.
Well, thank you, Ted Reckes, for coming in live to KXFM studios here at Pearl Street to be able to pass the word along about what's going on in the city. We're going to have the mayor on actually at 9 o'clock. Bob Whalen will be doing the neighboring with the mayor. So, Ted, thanks for coming in, and we're going to go to a tune. Oh, shout out your kids, wife, pets. Who do you want to say hi to?
Oh, yeah, Sarah Reese, my wonderful wife. Cedar and Sky are my sons, and they're the center of my life. Love those guys more than anything.
All right, that's coming from Ted Reckes. Thanks so much. And we're going to go to a local surf band called the Surfaris. Did a tune back when they were in high school, 15-year-old kids. It's called Wipeout.
Thanks for having me.